we have present in the studio real live musicians. Red Dirt Girl.
Hi.
Michelle Miller and Amy Marie Schmidt. Welcome.
Hi.
Ladies.
Thank you.
Or girls, I should say. is Red Dirt, it's singular. It's not Red Dirt Girls, is it?
Or that's right. We were being cryptic. it's the name of a song. So it's
oh, it is.
Song
oh, all right.
By
all right.
Emily Harris.
I suppose I should know that, but I didn't.
But we're both digging in the dirt enough between gardens and
there's plenty of red dirt in Cook County.
There's lots of clay.
Red clay.
It's pretty
so,
annoying.
So we're talking, yeah, red clay.
Red clay girls, I guess.
So, yeah. Well, red dirt is cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
But because it gets people thinking, well, they could be from Georgia or
nope,
something
we're
like
not.
That.
You know?
just Hovland.
I'm from Iowa. That counts.
Two girls from Hovland.
The land of hoves.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
It's
fun to be here.
What's the deal? You just started your little duo?
Well, we both have played with each other and not with each other and with each other. And we just thought. Basically, what happened is that we got sick of paying babysitters.
That's right.
So we thought if we just play by ourselves, then we
then the
don't
guys
have to
can
pay
babysit.
You'll
we don't
have
to
somebody
pay
else to take care of the kids. Yeah, cool. All right. Well,
we've not been playing together as just us for very long.
That's right.
It's our benefit, but you do play around with a lot of different groups, and it's nice to see that, and it's fun to have. Different configurations come in here to the Roadhouse. So this is the first time, as far as I know, that you guys have been here together.
Yes.
Although you've been here separately.
Wow, sounds like a Roadhouse world premiere.
It is. That's what I wanted to empathize.
No. Specialize in that.
This is big.
This is going to be worth something.
Yeah, right.
This is, that reminds me, I'll get a photo of you guys while you're here.
Thank
so
you.
We can put
I get
it
an
on.
Autograph?
Sure.
You better let us try a song first before
right.
you ask for that autograph.
You might change your mind.
What kind of music have you been working on?
Oh, I don't know. A little bit of everything. We have a couple what are they called? Instrumentals in the Irish tradition. A couple of folky songs. A couple of, I don't know, everything.
Are you doing cover songs or writing music? Or?
Michelle has a couple originals that we play, but we're not going to play any of those this evening. So this will be all covers that we're going to play tonight.
And the instruments you have in hand, our listeners cannot see them, but you have a guitar, Amy?
Yes, and an accordion.
Amy Marie. Mm-hmm. Do you go by Amy
Doesn't
or Amy
matter.
Marie?
Doesn't okay. matter. I have a guitar and accordion.
A car, but she's only got the guitar in her hands right
Correct.
Now.
Correct. I'm not going to play both at the same time.
She could attempt to do the guitar and the accordion.
It would be bad.
It'd be frightening.
That would be it would be fun. Well, but and you have a mandolin.
And this a violin.
Yes.
And a violin, which she's not going to play at the same time.
Correct.
Similarly, but right
we're
now
good,
she's,
but we're not that good.
We'll try that sometime.
Michelle's, all right, let's have a tune. What okay. what do you want to play?
We're going to play The Fox by Nickel Creek.
To give him a light for many a mile to go that night before he reached the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town, oh. Well, he ran till he came to the farmer's pen. The ducks and the geese were kept there and said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. Well, he grabbed the great goose by the neck, threw a duck across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh. Well, the old gray woman jumped out of bed, and out of the window she popped her head. She cried, John, John, the great goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. John, John, the great goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh. Well, he ran to the game, she was nice, warm, damn. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10, saying, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, Daddy, Daddy, go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Well, the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and a knife, and they never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh, they never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones.
Red Dirt Girl. Michelle Miller and Amy Marie Schmidt with The Fox.
Totally.
You know, I'm old enough to know remember that that was part of the folk revival back in the 60s and the 50s, maybe. And
that song was, huh?
Well, it was. Awesome. And do you know about the history of that song? Anything about it?
A poor duck kind of wasn't, you know, didn't end
you
up.
You guys really
good
had
good
fun
up.
With it, by the way. I mean, it was a real up.
Short and sweet.
Up tempo. Well, version.
You have to share what Sparrow, her daughter Sparrow,
she
basically learned
memorized.
This thing inside of one car ride because
really?
She liked the song so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
she knows all the words. Doesn't sing them quite in beat, but that doesn't matter. Or quite on tune.
What does she think of the
She's
fox?
Only five. I don't know. She probably thinks he's super cool, super daring and radical.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. You better Google that tune and see. And
I'm sure there's
get
a history,
some history
behind it.
I don't. I wonder where it came.
There's
came
probably
from.
A whole bunch of innuendos it's and a, like secret meanings. And
yeah.
The fox
yeah.
Somebody
right. Right.
The,
that's probably
know.
True. Maybe we shouldn't.
Should yeah. Maybe we shouldn't Google it.
We won't Google it now, but later we can. All right. Well, so that does have an Irish flavor to it, but it has a Appalachian
yeah, it does.
Flavor
yeah.
to it, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
I'll have to look that one up. I knew it was a traditional one, but I have no mm-hmm. idea where it comes from. Mm-hmm. One yeah. of those nonsense songs that's
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song, actually. Well, I bet Dave is looking for you to play... What are you expecting?
I like happy folk music.
Happy folk happy. Music.
Yeah. That was that
well,
was
I mean, we that certainly had happy. A lot of blues played on this show, so yeah. I love the folk music.
But,
and,
but like the shipwreck song that ends on a high note.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Or, just, wait, there
or,
are
or
none
a
those.
Sailing yeah. song that doesn't end in a shipwreck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a better way to put it.
Yeah. They kind of end badly,
they
don't
make
they?
It. Yeah. We might have to write one because I don't think there is one. It'd be really kind of boring. And then yeah. we came in to shore and it was great.
Anticlimactic.
The end.
Yeah. Oh, only the
well, there could be adventure on the way, but, you know, as long as it ends well.
That's right. No. We'll work on that.
Well,
this next one's a weepy one. So, Dave, sorry, this is more weepy.
Oh, no. So. Okay.
Take me down.
All right,
song.
Take me down.
What's this? What is the song you're going to sing?
It's by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. It's called Paper Wings.
Okay.
All torn and bent, but you made me feel like they were heaven sent. Paper wings, not real at all, but they took me high enough to really fall. Your paper kisses faded too soon, just like a paper run beneath a paper moon. Paper wings. Oh, how could I expect to fly with only
A sad song.
It is kind of a sad
paper
song.
Wings. She only had paper wings.
Oh, no, what a shame.
That was Red Dirt Girl with Amy Marie Schmidt doing the vocals there on that one. And Amy Marie has that little, what is that, sort of a catch, you know?
Yes,
when you,
that would be a bad vocal technique, but yes.
Lovely.
It's a cool, it's a cool vocal technique.
I accentuate the break in my voice.
Yeah.
One that
yeah.
we all wish we could emulate.
Yeah, I know. That's not easy. I know I can't do it. I bet Dave can't either, so.
I didn't even know it was...
He didn't even know it was
special. For, yeah.
He thought I was just going through puberty.
Is that what Iris DeMent does
totally.
Like, all day?
Yeah, she totally yeah. does all day long.
She's a pro
yeah.
at it.
I tried to teach a friend in college how to do it, and I'm not sure that you can teach it. I think it just, I don't know, it's like rolling your tongue. You can yeah. either roll your tongue or you can't.
Yeah.
So I can also roll my tongue, so.
Maybe it's connected.
Yeah, maybe.
Rolling's yeah, okay. Done. Wow. I can do that too.
Shifting instruments now, folks. You didn't get to see this at home, but just in
total,
last
a total, total revolutionary change.
Changed.
Wow. And
out
that
comes
is a
yes.
pretty accordion, I must
Thank
say,
you.
For the folks at home. We got a beautiful instrument here. Blue, like pearl blue.
Yeah.
Accordion.
Shiny.
It's not a large. I mean,
no,
how many keys does that
this
have?
This is not a full keyboard, so this only mm-hmm. has. I mean, it's got. Two octaves okay. that are split, so it's mm-hmm. you know it would probably be considered like a child's accordion, but it works.
Box.
Squeeze box.
Fair warning. I actually played the accordion at one time.
Oh my! Really?
In about fourth grade
Full
or something
disclosure.
Like that.
Great.
For not quite hip. 6 months. I don't
hey,
think I made 6 months.
The accordion is
always
very hip.
Oh,
the accordion is very cool. Uh-huh. No.
Never got out of
yeah.
style.
No.
I thought there was like an attrition in its ranks where like folks aren't learning it anymore and
yeah.
it's like fading.
It is, but I'd say there's like an underground accordion movement happening.
That's right. It's cool. poised
it's
for a comeback.
Powerful.
You didn't think 20-somethings would be walking around with like pointy beards either, didn't
That's
you?
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
That's true.
Beards.
That all came back. You just wait.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
Nothing goes better with a hipster beard than an accordion.
That is a true statement.
Craft beer, hipster beards, and accordions. It's the next thing,
yeah,
I predict.
No you're, kidding. You're oh, I can't keep up. I can't even come close to keeping it up.
I'm working on my pointy beard.
She's got a long ways to go, I can tell.
Oh,
her.
Thank you.
And Michelle has a
fiddle.
Violin.
That fiddle.
A
yeah.
fiddle.
I would
fiddle.
Never profess to play the violin. That's just not my thing.
What's
so.
The diff? What's the
just
difference?
In how you play it, really,
yeah.
is how I did.
Yeah.
But I and yeah, well, just people that
how
are better than
make?
Me play the violin, put it that way. So.
But there's no difference in strings or?
No.
Same
oh.
instrument.
Yep.
It's
yeah,
just style.
And it has
style
something to do with maybe the Mason-Dixon line or something
that
like
could
that.
Be it
Below
too.
The Mason-Dixon line, it's a fiddle, and above, it's a violin.
Violin. So we're breaking all the rules here.
Love it.
Well, we have to tell you that we were sitting in the living room practicing for this and asked Amy to bring her accordion over, and we love to just goof around with old traditional tunes, and not many people do. So this was really fun for us, and we might slaughter this song, but we don't care because we have fun with it. So, but it's an old German waltz, actually, done in a traditional style. And so this one goes out to my dad because it's a German waltz
this
called the Westphalia
Red
Waltz.
Red Dirt Girl.
Thank you.
right. You can close your eyes and see the dancers twirling on the floor. I want to remind folks that you're listening to The Roadhouse on WTIP, broadcasting from Grand Marais. I'm Dick Swanson with Dave Terstig. And joining us in the studio with a live performance was Michelle Miller on fiddle and Amy Marie Schmidt with her accordion, with her squeeze box. Do we call it a squeeze box? If we Red Dirt Girl doing a German waltz dedicated to Michelle's father.
Sorry, hope Michelle's he was listening. Well, I don't know. I may wish that he wasn't. I hit a few bad notes.
I think I wandered somewhere out of Germany and into France. And
it's live.
Across the Alps.
Live
and
radio. What the heck? Yeah. We don't expect
perfection.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been playing together?
Well, as this configuration, approximately 1 week.
Yeah, and as with the accordion and fiddle, 2 days.
Right.
Awesome. Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
That was
we took
fun.
A chance on that.
Well,
one.
That was a work in progress.
Woo!
So we participated in that. Well, that was a lot of fun, actually. And you've had
we can
a gig.
Only get
you've
better.
Had at least one gig, haven't you? Because
yes,
I've
we
seen
played
your...
last Thursday at Cascade.
Cascade,
and
yeah.
We'll play this Sunday at Cascade again too.
Yeah.
So playing for tips.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, that's fun.
It's
a nice venue down there.
It's great. We had a blast on Thursday.
Did you?
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We love Maureen. She's willing to take a chance on.
On an
bands,
accordion.
On an accordion. Actually, it sounded a lot better in our living room. It'll get better. We're
good. Yeah.
It sounded better in the practice
fine.
From here,
sounded
too.
Good. So do the kids, do your kids come to rehearsals?
Mm-hmm. Come to is a loose
term.
That
was term. A grim look on the face that I got.
Invade would be a better word, probably.
Yep. But they do pretty good.
Between you, how many... little ones are running around.
Well, she has a 6-year-old, and I have a 5-year-old. And
okay.
Then Michelle has some older kids as well.
Yeah, and Luke is also just kind of hangs in the corner and smiles approvingly. Yeah.
And I have one due in October, so soon we'll have.
Oh.
Pretty soon I'm going to fall off the face of the planet.
Yeah,
is actually what's going to happen.
Will.
So enjoy me now.
You can probably you can keep playing right up to the very
right up
end,
to the due
I would
date.
Think.
That's
huh?
right.
Yeah.
We'll be playing out here. But yeah.
Well, I would recommend not using the accordion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's probably making my child go
weeks.
Deaf, actually. It's got to be loud. That thing's right up against my belly.
I'll come up with a little squeeze box in his hand.
Yeah.
Predisposed.
Yeah. That's pay attention to that, you guys. I mean, I'm sure you are very well aware of what an impact you have.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Your
yeah, I see
child.
It in my 5-year-old already for sure.
And it's great.
So, it is great.
To be hearing music, yeah.
Yeah. They're lucky.
So.
I'm still waiting for that happy folk.
Oh,
well, that was a very sweet. That wasn't folk exactly, was it? The waltz.
That was
but,
the waltz. You're right.
We're going to like disappoint you all over the map here.
We're expanding.
Save it for the big
well, this
your
is horizon.
This is fun.
Yeah, we'll do one more weepy one,
yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
And then we'll make
as
a happy
we
one. Then we'll
on
do a really happy one. We'll end on that one. How's
perfect.
That sound?
Okay.
We can do the fox again if we really want to.
If we get desperate, we can repeat.
So this is a tune that you'll probably recognize has a pretty secure place in American roots music, and I hadn't heard some of these other verses, so we're gonna give this one a shot. Adjust this so I can hear myself. There we go. Well, I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee, and I'm bound for Louisiana, my own true love for the sea. Well, it rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. And the sun's so hot, I froze myself. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Well, I had myself a dream last night, when everything was still, and I dreamed I saw my girl Susanna.
coming up the hill. Well, the buckwheat cake was in her hand, a tear was in her eye, and I said, I come from Dixieland, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, for I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. If I do not find her there, then I will surely die. And when I'm gone and buried, oh, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Yeah, I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
You're right. That's a familiar tune, Oh Susanna. You know, I was curious about those lyrics in there where they, you know, the sun's so hot, I froze. And the rain, it rains, it rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. Rainy. What's going on there? Why are they?
I think they're just trying to make a point of how awful it was. So good it was this. It was so
it
bad.
It was even worse when I heard that song as a youngster. It was sun so hot I froze to death. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
And I think he's actually, so in love he's confused. That's
it. It actually has a really interesting history, a kind of a dark history. It was written for a minstrel show, and the lyrics were horrible. The lyrics were just awful, and a lot of people don't sing it anymore. And by the time it got to grade school, it had been sanitized. But some people sing it because, and I kind of have taken this on as a small little protest song, so I'm glad you asked, but some people sing it just as a protest against what things used to be like. And to remember that things weren't always so rosy. So if you get a chance, Google it. It's got a really dark history.
Okay.
And that's a cleaned up version. It became a song about a man going to see his sweetheart. But a lot of songs have such dark roots, and have the lyrics have been changed over the years. But
that is,
it's a reminder not to go back there.
Yeah.
You know?
So in addition to Googling the fox, we'll have to
man, talk about an interactive show. Mm-hmm. This is like,
maybe somebody could call in and they've looked. No, we don't want that. We haven't got time to answer the phone.
If you like the music you hear on the Roadhouse, tune in an hour before the show for the Scenic Route. Every Friday from 4 to 5, the Scenic Route highlights the best of local and regional music from the Arrowhead and beyond. Only on WTIP North Shore Community Radio. Programming on WTIP is funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the Crooked Spoon Cafe in downtown Grand Marais, featuring new menu items and old favorites. Open daily from lunch 11 to 3 and dinner 4:30 to 8, with more information online at crookedspooncafe.com.
All right. I heard you say you have another tune lined up.
Well, we have lots.
We have
I know
lots.
You do.
You can kick
I know
us
you
off
do.
Anyway.
I wish, unfortunately, we just got to keep our eye on the clock.
You tell us
here,
when
right?
to be yeah. done, and we'll be done.
Got one more? Time for one more?
Oh, yeah. We can chat a little bit more if there's something else you want to ask me about.
we're
good
here.
For another one. What do you want to do?
We're going to do a happy
one. This is a happy one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woohoo.
I suppose they could give us a choice, multiple choice.
Happy or sad? Well, we know
happy
what Dave would choose.
I'm waiting for this happy song.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
fun and feeling groovy. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
You're right. That's a descriptive term for the Roadhouse, right?
It puts a groovy smile on my face.
Yeah, puts a smile on your face. It's an outmoded term. You don't hear people say groovy much anymore, do they? Do you?
No, but that's coming back too. Yeah.
Is it?
Groovy. It's your beards.
The groovy accordion. You might hear.
That should be our band name.
I think you're stretching it a little
bit. Look at that
now.
Girl with the groovy accordion.
We need to be.
All right. All right.
That's our band name. Look at the groovy.
Well, we had a feeling groovy girls. Drive. I remember when we had the.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Member drive was groovy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's hip. It's back. Yeah,
it's back.
Is it? Is it? Okay.
It's back.
Good. Yeah, that's so. That was
on the North Shore.
That's right.
On the North Shore.
The groovy shore. Yeah. The groovy.
But how about in L.A.? On the street
about
in L.A.
LA. They're so far behind.
They're so behind. They're so ahead, they're behind.
They're out forest bathing.
What?
They are bathing.
You missed
did
the
you
show.
Hear?
I did hear that.
Forest bathing.
That
forest
was bathing. Quite interesting.
Yeah.
That was groovy.
What does that mean?
It's therapeutic contact with nature. Very natural healing kind of.
Being nude in the woods?
No, not so much.
Okay.
No, see?
We thought the same.
That's the problem with the name.
Perhaps
it's,
I should
it's,
just
it's
leave
letting
it alone.
Nature pour over you, you know, and relax.
Okay.
Relaxing.
Okay. That sounds
good. See, whenever,
fun.
You, go, whenever
technique.
You go berry picking, you actually wind up forest bathing.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, you should, but yeah, if you're worried about the bugs and all that stuff, then you're not taking a bath. And I mean, you know, the interesting thing is it's an evolutionary thing. It's in our genes that we need that, and we don't get it enough. Right. Up here, we can get
sure.
it enough.
Sure.
But anyway, that's what forest bathing.
I had a friend. They've moved now, but. Her daughter one time started crying. They were driving somewhere, and she asked her what was wrong, and she said, "I'm so tired of trees. I want more buildings."
All right.
Which I just
that's
thought
a child that will need help eventually.
That's right. So living in the wrong place.
All right. It looks like you guys are geared up to do one more.
We do not have to. We just
no, you do. So,
okay.
You really do.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Well, this is another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we'd love to have another one.
As long as it's happy.
As long as it no you.
Yeah.
Okay, they're still deciding.
Well, is there a Roadhouse interview you'd like to share with a friend? Just visit WTIP.org to hear past Roadhouse interviews and musical performances, and get a link to share with others. We're under the Arts and Culture section.
And let me remind you, if you want to keep up on what's happening on the North Shore and in the Arrowhead, check out News at Noon every Monday through Friday here on WTIP. We'll bring you a roundup of what's important and timely on the North Shore, as well as breaking news and up-to-the-minute weather forecasts for our area. That's News at Noon, weekdays, only on listener-supported WTIP. And now we are ready for that. Oh, they're talking in sign language now, because the mics are right in front of them. So, all right.
Okay.
What do you got?
This is another Stephen Foster tune. Oh, Susanna was Stephen Foster.
Oh, Stephen Foster.
So this is an old one too.
Good.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count
many tears for we all share sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. Tis the song and the sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Hard times, we hope they don't come again anymore, but if they do,
they
take a forest bath.
That's right.
And that was Red Dirt Girl, Michelle Miller and Amy Marie Schmidt, with some wonderful tunes.
Thank you.
Across a good spectrum there.
A wide swath.
Yes, that was nice. That was very nice. Thank you so much.
Thanks for making your world premiere.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
on the Roadhouse.
Thanks for having us. Good.
Yeah, please remember us.
We will.
You know, down the line.
Come back anytime.
We will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.